So let's begin with scripture.
那我们一起来看一段经文。
So if you can, may you turn to your bulletin, the back of your bulletin.
如果你可以的话，请你打开你的周报。
So I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 11.
我要读哥林多前书第三章从第一节到十一节。
I'm going to ask my interpreter to read in Chinese later.
我要让我的翻译读中文，再等一下读的。
Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, merely infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed,You are still not ready. You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarrels among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and the other, I follow Apollos, are you not merely human beings?What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his path. I planted seed, Apollo watered it, but God has been making it grow. So either the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God.Who makes things grow. The one plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace has given me, I lay a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it.But each one should build with care. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书第三章。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃。就是现在还是不能，你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长，可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
It looks like Corinthian church is truly a very special church.
看起来哥林多教会好像是一个很特别的教会。
It has abundant speakers.
他们有很多讲员。
Abundant teachers.
有很多老师。
And which cultivate them to form a culture.
因着这一些原因，让他们有一种文化。
The people there, they seem to be like the judges in American Idols.
在那里的人就好像在那个
选秀
里面的评审。
They are more like seasoned appraisers.
他们好像是很老练的评审。
They can point out what's wrong and what's good of different speakers and teachers.
他们可以对不同的讲员跟老师品头论足。
As they were making judgment, they start to form their own group. They become the fans of particular speakers.
在他们在对这些讲员品头论足的时候，他们开始分门派别，有自己喜爱拥护的人。
The phenomenon may seem harmless on the surface.
在表面看起来，这样的现象好像没什么大不了。
However, Paul actually has a very insightful view of the phenomenon at that time.
但是呢，保罗却看到这个现象背后的问题。
Because they understand, as when they hear the word, they feel they can be the judges and they can evaluate a different message and the message behind them.
因为当哥林多教会的人听到讲员所讲的内容的时候，他们就开始评论了。
And Paul wished to remind the church in Corinth.
保罗想要提醒哥林多教会。
Do not judge the message according to the speaker's rhetorical skills.
不要因着讲员的口才的差异来评论他们。
Do not view the speakers.For when they are emphasizing on different levels and different aspects of the truth.
也不要因着他们那个讲员对真理的着重点不同而来评论他们。
And start to category ourselves into a different type of followers.
而把自己来归属于任何的人的跟随者。
Paul says such action and such attitude should have no place in the church.Because they are worldly pursuit.
保罗说这样的做法是不应该在教会存在的，因为这是属世界、属肉体的。
Actually, the way they are doing this, the way of thinking, reflecting that they do not have a clear understanding of what church is all about.
事实上，哥林多教会的人对这些这样事情的表现，表明他们对教会并不认识，不认识教会是什么。
If Paul doesn't seize the moment and start to correcting them.Disaster result may follow.
如果保罗没有及时的来对这些问题有纠正，这个后果是不堪设想的。
Because if they don't understand what is church,
如果他们不知道教会是什么，
then they don't know the purpose and the existence of the church.
他们就不知道教会存在的意义和功能是什么。
And its function.So then they won't have a correct expectation of this entity.
他们对教会就不会有一个正确的期盼和期望。
And they don't know how to put themselves and trust themselves into the church.
他们也不知道怎么样来跟随教会、信任教会。
Let alone administering it.
更不用提如何来管理教会。
This church.Cultivate a culture that people start to elevate themselves.
他们这个教会有一个文化，就是人喜欢高抬自己。
So they start to forming different groups and pursue their desires.
他们开始形成各样的派别，以自己的喜好为导向。
Then we need to ask a question. Then what is the definition of a church? What is the meaning of a church?
那我们就要来问了。教会的定义是什么？教会的意义是什么？
Is it a church building?
教会是指教堂吗？
Is it the bylaw or the constitution of a church?
是指教会的会章吗？
Or the legal registration to the state?
是对政府的一个注册的组织吗？
Paul said, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?"
保罗说。在第十六节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗
？So what Paul is saying, don't you know, you collectively speaking, that you are God's temple?
保罗说，你们是我们这一群人，你们是神的圣殿。
It's plural you.
这是一个复数的你们。
And God's temple is singular.
但是神的圣殿是单数的一。
Yes, indeed, each individual, we ourselves, each individual person, we are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
是的，我们每一个人，我们每一个个人都是圣灵的殿。
However, in this passage, the context, what Paul is referring to is that we, when we all come together collectively, we are God's house. We are the Spirit, we are the house of the Spirit.
但是在这段经文里面，保罗特别提到是我们这一群人，我们这一群人是神的殿。
And therefore, the definition of the church is that when a group of believers that come together having fellowship, that is the church.
所以在这里教会的定义就是说，当我们一群人一群信徒我们聚在一起彼此相交，这个就是教会。
There is no wall, there is no space boundary.
这里是没有墙的，是没有空间的限制。
When we come together, we pray something earnestly. That is the church.
当我们聚在一起，我们同心的祷告，这就是教会。
When we use Facebook, when we use WeChat, when we use Line, we use different social media, when we use those media and come share God's glory and to care for one another, that is church.
当我们运用一些网络，我们用脸书、Line 各样的网络来彼此关心、彼此联络。这个就是教会。
When we use telephone to care for other people's illness, care for other people's need, and share our own needs, that is church.
当我们使用电话来关心别人的需要，来帮助别人的需要，也跟别人分享我们自己的需要，这个就是教会。
And we are doing God's ministry through those forms.
我们是借着这样的日常生活再来做神的事工。
Our daily living, we are doing the expression of the church as well, no matter you are in IBM or in a supermarket.
我们一切的日常生活都代表了教会，不管你是在 IBM 工作或是在市场工作。
And this entity carries a purpose and direction.
这个教会是有一个方向的，是有一个目的的。
This entity doesn't mean just a group of people assembled together.But also, there is a purpose behind it.
教会并不是只是一群人而已，而是有一个目的的。
The purpose and the function and the direction is not self-generated.
这一个方向，这一个目的，并不是我们自己赋予的。
It's not all people come together and we have certain desire, we have certain need, and therefore we start to plot out and we start to plan our future.
并不是一群人在一起有自己的喜好，有自己想要做的事情，我们就开始计划。
But rather the purpose was given externally.
而这个目的事实上是由外在给予的。
And the purpose is given by the owner of this entity.
这个目的呢，是由这个教会的主人所给的。
So Paul said, the church is a field.
所以保罗说，教会就像一个田地。
So if there's a field, the purpose of the field is very obvious.
那如果这是一个田地，那这个田地的目的是很清楚的。
It's to gain harvest.
就是要能够有收成。
So someone need to come doing the losing the ground, doing the planting seed and watering and gardening.
所以要有人来松土、栽种、浇灌、耕种。
Imagine you have like 100 acres of land. You have those land, then you have an expectation of this land. There's a purpose for the land.
想象说你有一百亩大的地，那你对这个地是有一个目的的，你希望这个地能够看到收成。
And after the hard laboring, you should to have results.
在你辛苦的劳力之后，你是应该有收成的。
And Paul continued to say,You are God's building as well.
保罗接下来又说，你也是神的房屋。
The purpose of a building is to gather people that scatter in a two-dimensional area into one area, into a shelter.
一个房屋的目的就是把一些人在两度的空间里面放在一起，在同一个空间里面。
So they can be protected.
他们在那里面可以受到保护。
And they can have their fellowship and they enjoy one another inside the shelter.
他们可以在那个避难所里面彼此分享，彼此交通。
And this structure carries a three-dimensional partition.
这是一个有三度空间的架构。
And once the owner decides to start the construction,
一旦主人开始开工了
He must finish it.
他一定会完工的。
No owner will start some construction and just laying there and wait doing nothing.
没有一个人会开始一个建筑物，开始然后就把它留在那里，就不再做任何事了。
Because the damage it could be done is worse than doing nothing to the ground.
因为你如果不做任何事情，这个损失呢会比你一开 没有开始之前更严重。
And when you're doing the instruction, construction, there must be a blueprint so the workers and the builders can follow to build up the building.
当我们有一个工程的时候，就必定有一个蓝图，所以工人可以照着这个蓝图去做。
Then the building can become strong to serve its purpose and to have beauty.
以致这个工程能够被建造的稳固，并且能够达成它的目的。
And therefore, the church means it's assemblies of all believers come together.
因此，教会就是指说一群信徒聚集在一起。
To have a mission.
他们有一个使命。
They have a direction.
他们有一个方向。
And they need to serve a particular function for the entity.
他们是有一个目的，某种特定的目的来侍奉的。
And this entity need to be cultivated, to be taken care, to be built.
这一个教会呢，需要被建造，被耕种。
So the entire entity can grow mature in perfection.
所以整个整体呢，可以成长，可以成长得更完美成熟。
If someone has 100-acre land,
如果有人有一百亩的地
，and meanwhile there are only 2 plants growing well.
如果只有两个植物长出来，长得好
，it serves no good to the owner.
这对主人一点益处都没有。
For people like to plant things, you know, you want to have a harvest, overall harvest as a whole. You don't want to just have one plant doing good or another plant doing so-so.
对喜欢栽种植物的人来说，你希望你所栽种的每个植物都长得非常好，你不希望只有一个植物长得好。
You want to have a harvest to represent the hard work that you have been put into for the entire field.
你希望能够有丰收，来展现出你在这个园地里面所付出的劳力。
In the same way, when you build a building, you never say, "I'm going to just build a piece of wall very well, and that's it."
同样的，你开始一个工程的时候，你不会说我只要建造一道墙，一道墙就好了。
And meanwhile, there's no roof and broken window and broken floors.
也没有屋顶，都是破的窗户、破的地板。
The owner has something in mind is the collectively that entire entity can grow into an image of the or the purpose the owner had in mind.
那个主人呢，有一个想法，就是那个整个建筑物呢，是要朝一个方向、一个目的地来建造的。
So the second truth, what Paul was saying, the church doesn't belong to anyone in Corinth.
第二点，保罗要对哥林多教会人讲的说，教会不是属于任何人的。
The church doesn't belong to the preacher or the pastor either.
教会不是属于牧师的或是讲员的。
And the church does not even belong to the founder of the church, that is Paul himself.
教会也不是属于教会的创立者的，就像保罗他创立了哥林多教会，教会不是他的。
The owner of the church is God himself.
教会的主人是神自己。
And therefore, it's up to God how he wants the church to grow to be.
所以是由神来决定教会要怎么样成长。
He is the one who gives the purpose and the direction of the church.
是他来决定教会的目的，教会的方向。
Verse 9, Paul keep on saying, "You are God's field, God's building. It's God."
第九节讲到，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋，是神的。
Not only that, Paul continue on in chapter 6, he say, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought by a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies."
接下来的第六章，保罗接着说，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
No one in his right mind will go to his neighbor's house and start to judging how the house should look like.
一个正常的人不会跑到他邻居的房子里面，在那边批评他的房子。
If you don't belong to this church, you won't come to this church building and say, "Hey, I don't like the carpet. Can you change the color of this carpet?
如果你不是这个教会的会友，你不会跑到这个教会来说，我不喜欢这个教会的地毯，你可以把它换掉吗？
You don't go to your neighbor's house and say, you know, I really don't like the kitchen. Can you just take away the kitchen? Because I never invite guests to my house and I don't cook.
你不会跑到你的邻居家里跟他说，你可以把这个厨房拆掉吗？因为我不喜欢，并且我不煮菜的，我也不邀请人到我家来的。
You don't do that because you are not the owner.
你不会这样做，因为你不是主人。
You're not qualified to do so.
你不配做这样的事。
I'm not qualified to do so. I don't have the authority to do so.
我也没有权柄这样做。
Because I have never paid hard labor to the house.
我从来没有为这个房子付任何的代价。
I didn't pay for the house.
我并没有买这个房子。
And I don't have expectation for the long term of the house.
我对这个房子也没有任何的期待。
I have no emotional attachment to the house.
我对这个房子也没有任何感情。
For some of you, when you raise children in your house, you know your children leave some remarkable memory to the house, and they say, "Don't move it. I love this. Please put it in a certain way because they are emotionally attached to the house."
我们家里有小孩子都知道。有一些东西小孩子不喜欢你把你移走的，因为这个地方或这个东西对他有美好的记忆力，他希望你把这个东西放在这里，不要去动它，因为那是他美好的回忆。
However, if you don't own the house,
但是如果你是拥有这个房子
，it's none of your business.
如果你不拥有这个房子，这个房子就没有你的事情。
When we work in our workplace, for example, IBM.
举个例来说，我们在 IBM 工作。
I cannot take IBM's pay and using IBM's equipment and computer, and at the same time, I say to my boss, boss, I think Microsoft is doing a wonderful project. Can I do something for them right now?
我不能在 IBM 工作，拿 IBM 的薪水，然后用 IBM 的机器跟一切的设施，然后跟我老板说，我觉得 Microsoft 现在做的一些程序很好，我想要来做它的程序。
No, you cannot do that.
你不可以这样做的。
Because IBM has already purchased your time and energy.
因为 IBM 已经付钱买了你的时间跟你的精力了。
In the same way.
同样的。
God has used the blood of His Son. He has purchased us.
神已经用他儿子的血买了我们。
What a precious price he has paid.
这是一个多大的代价。
Now we are his house.
我们是他的房屋。
And this house is the church.
这个房屋就是教会。
And God has paid a great price for his house.
神为了他的房子付了多大的代价。
And the payment is the life of his son Jesus Christ.
这个代价就是他的儿子耶稣的生命。
How wonderful and glorious.
这是多么荣耀美好的。
And when we are this house, we need to know that He owns us and we need to be grateful.
当我们成为这样的一个房屋，我们就要知道神他拥有我们，我们应该要感恩的。
How can we turn back to God and say, Hey God?
我们怎么可以回去跟神说，神啊？
Could you step aside?
你可以站到旁边去吗？
Because you don't know how to run church.
因为你并不知道怎么样管理教会。
Because we are waiting for a place. We want to do something for a long time. We wait too long. Can you just step aside? Let us do what we want.
因为我们有我们想要做的事情，我们为教会有很多的计划。请你站一边，我们有自己的计划。
Perhaps just let me be the CEO.
或许就让我来当总裁。
So I can direct the church direction.
我可以来带领教会的方向。
I can evaluate each speaker standing on the pulpit.
我可以来对每一个站在讲台上面的讲员做。
And I can hire someone who has a business degree from Harvard.
我可以聘请从哈佛大学有一些学位的人。
So if they have MBA, they definitely know how to manage a group of people.
如果他们有工商管理的学位，他们一定知道怎么样来管理人。
If I want to sell the church and let other people know about this church, I will hire someone who has been working in the business marketing department in McDonald's.
如果我想要来推销教会的话，我一定要聘请一些在麦当劳那边有工作经验的人来。
God, I know how to run the church.
神，我知道怎么样来管理教会。
But Paul said to them,
但保罗对他们说，
You know what? Even I, who is the founder of the church, the apostle, the preacher, I'm just merely a servant.
但是保罗说，即使是我， 我是教会的创立者，我是讲员，我是一个使徒，我还是神的仆人而已。
Because Paul knows who is the true owner of the church.
因为保罗知道谁是教会真正的主人。
He dared not to take God's place.
他不敢来取代神的位置。
Paul said, "What, after all, is Apollos? What is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task." Verse 6.
保罗在第六节讲说，亚波罗算什么，保罗算什么，无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。
Today there are many problems in the church.
今天教会有许许多多的问题。
Especially in North American churches.
特别是在北美的教会。
One of the main reasons is the elders of the church thinking the church belongs to them.
其中很大的理由是，很大的原因是教会的长老以为教会是他们的。
They are the one who can make final say for the church.
他们是那个说了算的人。
On the other extreme, the congregation think the church belongs to them.
另外一个极端是会众认为教会是他们的，他们是教会主人。
We can exercise the voting power to control the church.
我们可以用投票来解决一切的事情。
And Paul say, "Let us not cross the boundary."
保罗说，我们千万不要越分了。
It is uncalled for.
这个是不对的。
For I, Paul, even the founder, dare not to treat the church as the owner.
就是我保罗，教会的创立人，我都不敢把自认为是教会的主人。
And you are the one who is being built, who is the one being cultivated. You are the field.
你们是被建造的，你们是被建立的田地。
And please remember, only God can make.Church grow. Only God can give the DNA of life to keep on growing in the church.
只有神能够叫教会成长，只有神能够把生命赐给教会。
How can we take over His right and authority to replace His blueprint with ours?
我们怎么可以取代神，用我们自己的蓝图来代替神的心意呢？
How can we treat the builders and other servants as the owner?
让我们怎么可以把建筑的工人把他们当成主人呢？
And the third truth that Paul trying to convey to the Corinthian church is this.
第三个真理，保罗想要对哥林多教会的人说的是
that the church needs a foundation.
教会需要根基。
And the foundation is Jesus Christ himself.
教会的根基就是耶稣基督。
Main problem of the Corinthian church is that they don't know.A church needs foundation.
哥林多教会的问题就是，他们不知道教会需要有根基。
And they don't even know what the foundation is supposed to be, if there is one.
他们也不知道根基是什么。
They think they are doing well.
他们认为他们做得非常好。
They do have many people come to worship.
他们有很多人来聚会。
And many of them, they do have very, very visible spiritual gifts.
他们当中有人，很多人有很明显的恩赐。
Many people can speak in tongues.
他们很多人可以说方言。
Do any one of us speak in tongues?
我们这里有人可以说方言吗？
Perhaps they have the gift of healing.
他们也有能够医病的能力。
And it looks like the church is wealthy.
看起来这个教会好像也很有钱。
So the church is wealthy in material and also wealthy in talents.
这个教会看起来呢，在物质上面。很富有，在知识上面也很富有。
It looks like they have it all. So Paul say, already you have all you want.
他们看起来什么都有了。保罗说，你们已经什么都有了。
Already you have become rich.
你们已经丰富了。
So to a point you have begun to reign, and that without us.
在一个地步，你都不用我们了，你们自己做主人了。
Wow.
Wow.
A church thinking.They had everything already.
一个教会认为他们已经拥有一切了。
When we try to evaluate a building, whether the building is sound or not.
当我们要评估一栋建筑物，这个建筑物是不是一栋好的、坚固的建筑物
？The first thing the evaluator look, the inspector look, is the foundation.
第一点，他们要评估的地方就是根基。
A building.Without a good foundation, or without a foundation,
一个建筑如果没有好的根基，或是甚至没有根基，
It is almost impossible to build anything upon it.
那是不可能在上面继续建造的。
You may build something upon it. It appears to be a tall building.
你可能可以在上面继续建造东西，看起来好像是一个很高的楼。
But it's a dangerous building.
但是这一栋楼却是一个危楼。
Yes, you can build something on it.
是，你可以在上面建造。
Just like today, if I would like to fix this projector.
就好像今天我想要来修理这个投影机。
You know what? I really don't need anything. I can just use a few chairs. I can step on this table, get on top of it.
你知道吗？我可以不用任何东西，我就用几张椅子把它摆在这个桌上，我就可以爬上去了。
But I'm sure you don't want to see the demonstration.
但是我很相信你们不想要看到这个样子。
Because it is too dangerous, and there is no foundation.
因为我这样做是太危险了，没有根基。
And Paul says, when you build something on the foundation, at the same time, even though there is a foundation, you have to be very, very careful.
保罗说，当你要在根基上面再继续建造的时候，你要很小心怎么建造。
You cannot replace the foundation. You cannot damage the foundation.
你不能去破坏这个根基，你也不可能去取代这个根基。
And Paul said, but you, each one of you, each one shall build with care.
保罗说，每一个人要谨慎的来建造。
Because once the foundation is damaged,
因为一旦根基坏了，
nothing can stand after that.
没有任何东西可以在上面继续来承载上去了。
An organization.Whether the organization is sound and strong,
一个组织它很好很健全，
it is also all depends on its foundation.
是在于它有一没有它有没有一个好的根基。
And what does it mean the foundation of an organization?
一个组织的根基是指什么呢？
That is its guiding principle, its core value.
那就是它的理念，它的中核心价值。
The foundation of America,
美国的核心价值。
It's not by anyone's ethnic background.
不是在于民族。
It's not by any ethnic culture.
也不是在于它的文化。
Not by the land, not by the technology or science.
不是在土地，不是在它的科技。
But her constitution.
但是是在于它的宪法。
When a country without a sound and strong foundation,
当一个国家没有一个很完善的根基，
eventually the country will and the state will become chaotic.
最后这个国家要垮的。
In the same way, a business also needs a sound foundation.
一样，一个生意，一个公司也是需要一个好的根基。
Otherwise, it won't last.
不然这个根基没有办法存在很久。
Or the management, they don't know how to proceed, how to continue with the business.
这个经理也不会知道怎么样来发展这个公司。
And they don't know how to survive.
他们不知道怎么样生存。
40 years ago, no one has ever thought the great one of the greatest company in America, Eastman Kodak, will become the state like today.
40年前没有人会想到一个很伟大的公司柯达公司会落到今天这个地步。
Because the foundation, what they rely on, is on the film material.
因为他们依靠的本钱跟根基呢是相机的底片。
Not the guiding principle.
不是一个更高的理念。
So they, even if they do have such foundation, they did not follow this guiding principle.
即使他们有这样子的一个根基，他们并没有跟随这样子的一个理念。
So this company start gradually has been forgotten by the world since 20 years ago.
在二十年前开始，这个公司就被世界潮流淘汰了。
Blockbuster went through the same thing.
Blockbuster 这个录像带出租店也是一样的情形。
It has her prime for about a quarter century in America.
他曾经在美国风光了四分之一世纪的时间。
Not only the name is called Blockbuster, it's business deal. It's like Blockbuster. You can see Blockbuster all of the land in America.
他们风光的时候，你可以在美国各个地方看到他们的名字 Blockbuster.
However, their foundation and the thing they trust no longer there. That is the videotape.
但是他们说依靠的根基已经不在那边了，就是录像带。
And therefore, when you have a foundation, the foundation need to have the quality of lasting and never change.
当你有一个根基的时候，这个根基是需要是有一个不变的理念，不会变动的。
And therefore, Paul said the foundation of the church is Christ Himself.
因此，保罗说，教会的根基就是基督。
How can a foundation be a person?
一个根基怎么会是一个人呢
？And not something called like a management.
这个是一个组织吗
？And if the foundation of Apple is Steve Jobs.
如果 Apple 这个公司它的根基呢是 Steve Jobs 这个人的话
Then the company Apple shouldn't be here right now.
那 Apple 这个公司今天不会存在了。
In the same way, today, if our foundation is Jesus Christ,
如果今天我们的根基是耶稣基督
And now we know Jesus is no longer on this earth.
那我们知道耶稣已经不在这个世上了。
How can we still have church today?
我们怎么还会有今天还会有教会呢？
What Paul is saying,
保罗在这里要说的是
that it is Jesus' teaching.
他在讲耶稣的教导
His demeanor, his character, his value, his life, his spirit, they are the foundation of the church.
他的性格、品格、价值观，这是教会的根基。
In short, his life is church. What church should rely on, should entrust on.
他的生命就是教会所依靠的。
And what are the essence of his life?
他的生命还有哪一些特质呢
？So we must understand. If we understand the essence of Christ, then we know what the foundation of the church should be.
我们如果认识到耶稣基督他生命的特质，我们就知道教会应该有什么样的特质。
And that is our guiding principle.
这是我们的原则。
The first, demeanor and the character of Christ is the self-denial character.
耶稣的第一个特质呢，就是一个舍弃自我的一个特质。
He denied himself so others can be glorified.
他舍弃自己，使别人得荣耀。
The organization of this world are attracting people to draw people to make them feel good.
世界上的组织都是吸引人，让他们感觉自我良好。
To elevate themselves.
抬高自我
But the church, with the foundation of Christ, is draw people to come so people can sacrifice and deny themselves.
但是教会依照耶稣基督的特质的根基，就是吸引一群人来到这里来学习舍己。
What type of organization is that? We draw people to come so people can deny themselves.
这是一个什么样的组织？我们吸引一群人，叫这群人能够放下自己。
It is the character of Christ that when he denied himself, that Heavenly Father can be glorified and others can be glorified.
这是耶稣他的性格的特质，就是我们这样舍己的时候，别人能够得荣耀，天父也得荣耀。
This is not a place for self-glorification.
这不是一个让自己发扬自己名声的地方。
This is not a self-to let other people to see how good you are.
这不是一个地方让别人看见你自己有多好。
It's a place without self.
是一个地方是没有你自己的地方。
This is a place people rather to be taken advantage, rather to be wronged, rather to be cheated.
这是一个地方人愿意自己吃亏受损。
Are you willing to come to a place rather to be wrong, rather to be cheated?
你愿意来到一个地方，在这个地方你吃亏，在这个地方你受欺吗
？Don't do that.
不做的。
But do it for a purpose, so our heavenly Father can be glorified.
但是当你愿意这样做的时候，是为了天父得荣耀。
In other character of Christ,
就基督的另外一个特质
，that He is a giver.
他是一个付出者。
All the organization, all the group in this world, we are all takers.
所有这个世上的组织，我们都是要来得到的。
But Christ is the giver.
但是耶稣是给予的。
He draw people to here to give.
他吸引人来到这里
是要给予。That is the core value of a church.
这是教会的核心价值。
When he gives, other people can receive life.
当他给出去的时候，别人可以领受生命。
When you come to this church,
当你来到这个教会
，the culture should be when you come, you give.
这个教会的文化就是你来了就是要给。
When someone is sick, we give the time in our care and we pray for them.
当有人生病的时候，我们付出我们的时间，付出我们的关心，我们为他祷告。
When we have picnic,
当我们有野餐时
，cook, cook, cook, cook,
我们煮煮煮煮。
So others can see the glory of our Heavenly Father.
所以别人可以看见天父的荣耀。
We don't invite other people to come and say, "Oh, don't worry, don't bother, just take it easy."
我们不要请人来到教会说，哎呀，你不要麻烦了，你就轻轻松在这里就好了。
Many churches are like that.
很多教会都是这样子的。
And eventually, the church become the consumer-oriented church.
慢慢的，这些教会都变成是一个来消费的心态的教会。
But the foundation of the church is Christ. He is a giver. So we come, we become givers.
但是教会的根基是耶稣基督，他 是一个给予者，所以我们来了，我们就要成为一个能够给的人。
And to a point, it become our nature, and we give freely.
到一个地步，这个成为我们的本性，我们很能够自由的给出去。
And the character of Christ is he suffers so other people can enjoy life.
另外一个基督的特质就是他受苦，甘愿受苦，让别人能够得福。
This is an organization. This is a living being, living entity. We draw people to here to follow Christ to suffer.
这是一个活的团体，是一个活的教会，是我们吸引人到这里，是要跟从耶稣，是来受苦。
Jesus went to all different towns and villages so other people can hear the gospel.
耶稣去到四处的乡村，让人能够听到福音。
He cares for others, he heals for others, he lack of sleep, lack of food, but in order to bring grace and blessings to others.
他医治人，他传福音，他不睡觉，他不吃，为的是能够让人得到福音真理。
Another character of Christ is he bears the cross.
另外一个耶稣的特质就是他。忍受十架。
What is the cross?
什么是十架？
That is remain quiet when you are being falsely accused.
当你被冤枉的时候，你沉默不语，这个就是十架。
Can we stand and remain silent when people accuse us wrongly?
我们能够承受不出声。不为自己辩驳，当别人冤枉我们的时候。
If we take Christ as the foundation of the church, we will do so.
如果我们认识到耶稣基督是教会的根基，我们就会这样子做。
The cross is an other evidence to us that we are all sinners.
十架是另外一个证据，让我们看见我们都是罪人。
When we come to the church, we realize we are saving by grace because I see the cross.I see there's a price being paid because my sin.
当我们来到教会，我们就认识到我们是一群蒙恩的罪人，因为我们看到十架，我们看到主在十架上为我们所付出的。
And the essence of Christ that He Himself is the truth.
另外一个基督的本质就是他本身就是真理。
He won't be changed by the culture tide.
他不会被文化所改变。
He won't change by the different nationality, different time, and different space.
他不会被时钟、被时空、被不同的国家所改变。
And therefore, we worry not to be like an Eastman Kodak.
所以我们不需要担心我们会像柯达公司一样。
We don't worry about we will become like a Motorola.
我们也不用担心我们会像 Motorola 那个公司一样。
Because the foundation we have is everlasting.
因为我们的根基是永远不变的。
He is the designer of the world.
他是这个世界的设计者。
And he knows that.Destination of the world.
他知道这个世界的终极目的。
And therefore, when we follow this foundation, when we build on this foundation, we never will be outdated.
因此，当我们跟随这个根基，我们在这根基上面建造，我们永远都不会，
过时。And we boast not about our own ability.
我们也不会为自己的能力来自夸。
Because the one we trust is Christ. He has it all.
因为我们所信靠的是耶稣，他拥有一切。
He knows the past. He knows the future.
他知道过去，他知道未来。
He has the source of all the blessings.
他有所有一切祝福的源头。
And therefore, as long as we have Christ, we have everything, and we can be confident that He will lead us into the future.
所以，只要我们拥有耶稣基督，我们就拥有了一切。我们可以有信心的知道主他要引导我们。
Today we talk about three truths that Paul had written in the letter.
今天我们讲到保罗在他的信上面提到的三样真理。
First, the church, the entity of church, there's a purpose and direction.
第一个，教会的存在是有一个目的，有一个方向的。
And the purpose and direction and function is now self-generated.
它的方向性跟目的不是自发的。
But being given externally.
而是外在赐予的。
That is the owner, God himself.
那就是神他自己。
All others who work and administer in the church, they are merely the builders of the building.
所有在教会侍奉的这些人都只是一个建筑的建筑工人而已。
And lastly, most important,
最后也是最重要的。
The foundation of church is Christ.
这个教会的根基是耶稣基督。
Without the Christ,
没有基督。
We are just merely a social club.
我们就是一个
社团，
我们就是一个社团。
We need to come together and trust in His guidance.
我们要聚在一起来信靠神的引导。
And live out His life.
活出他的生命。
Now may we respond with a hymn today.
让我们来唱一首回应的诗歌。